Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
If you purchased Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid or MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303settlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. Your compensation may include cash awards for up to a full refund of the purchase price for all fluid purchased, plus reimbursement for equipment repairs, parts, and damage. Visit 303settlement.com or call 866-742-4955. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Your claim deadline is August 31st, 2020, and you may be eligible for a monetary settlement. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303settlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
Well, cash cattle market still generally quiet midweek, although some early week trade, very limited trade developing in Nebraska and Iowa late yesterday. Prices at about $150, and that's generally about $4 lower than last week. Now, significant cash market activity expected in the next couple of days, although it is uncertain just how active bids will be early today. The focus on the president's action yesterday to use the Defense Protection Act in order to deem the meat packing industry as critical infrastructure is likely to spark increased activity, as this will allow plants to focus on reopening plants. Now, hog trade's seen firm support early in the week, with underlying momentum likely to redevelop today. The impact on overall short and long-term hog supplies already taken through the industry may continue to focus on an adjustment of overall hog numbers, especially later in the year. At this point, it's still unclear just how many hogs have been impacted, as reports of euthanizing have circulated over the past couple of days. Now, on the grains, wheat markets are weaker at all three exchanges, with Chicago pacing losses off 5 to 7 cents a bushel. The overnight losses have given back all of yesterday's small gains, and some to make new lows for the move and trade to the lowest level since March 19th. Black Sea and European Union weather maps continue to see beneficial rains, staving off some of the biggest production cuts analysts were beginning to make. Corn prices are slightly firmer overnight, trying to stabilize the lower end of yesterday's range. At the lows yesterday, July corn was about a penny and a half lower from contract lows and the lowest spot price since 2009. The combination of impressive planting pace in the Western Corn Belt, as well as the expectation for another week of poor ethanol production data, seems to weigh. And the soy complex lightly mixed overnight, with soybeans a tad firmer, soy meal softer, and soybean oil firmer. We're going to check the futures in a moment.
Delivering dependable for 30 years, Superior Livestock Auction, with their next sale coming Thursday, April 30th, live beginning at 8 a.m. on Dish Network, SLA TV, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Offering 32,640 head, including almost 12,000 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 8,000 weaned calves, and 5,800 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
June live cattle up 65 cents, 84.70. August was up 12 cents yesterday, 90.52. May feeder cattle up 35 cents, 118.50. August up 65 cents, 127.92. May hogs down 122 at 55.05. June's up 92 cents, 56.20. Kansas City wheat, May is up 4 cents, 474.5. July is up 4 and a quarter, 483 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, May up 5 and 3 quarters, 526 and 3 quarters. July is up a penny and a quarter at 526. May corn down 2 and 3 quarters at 302 and 3 quarters. July is down a penny and a quarter at 312. May soybeans down 3 cents, 826, and July is down 4.5 at 832. May cotton up 225, 5618. July is up 77 cents, 5578.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.